today?
I'm fantastic. A little wet after my morning walk. But other than that, doing well, thank you.
But that's not going to stop you from being out today, right?
Are you kidding? I'll be out and about as always, giving away thousands of dollars of cash.
Oh, well, okay. Well, let's get right to it. How much money will you have to give away today? I think that's what everybody wants to know, first off.
Now, this was a tough decision, but I think that I'm going to be giving away $1,500 in cold cash.
Whoa! $1,500?
You got it, my buckaroo.
Wow! How can I get my hands on it? Where are you going to be?
Well, today, after much thought, we've decided that I'm going to be down on the mall, around the reflecting pool between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
Wearing a t-shirt.
Okay. A t-shirt.
That's right. A t-shirt, Kenny.
All right. There's going to be millions of people running around down there. But you're going to be there with a t-shirt on.
That's right. And the big difference is I'll have $1,500 cold cash on me.
Everybody else won't have diddly, right?
That's right.
Okay, let's review it real quick. On the mall this afternoon, around the reflecting pool.
Between 4 and 5 o'clock.
And you'll be wearing...
a t-shirt.
And you have how much in cash?
$1,500.
Hey, that's cool. Mystery Man, hey, tell me. What? What do they have to say to you to win?
Well, all they have to say is fun in the morning, music all day, 105 WAVA, and say it right to my face.
Okay, we'll be looking for you this afternoon.
One mission, to give it all to you. Each morning at 7:20, the Wave of Mystery Man or Woman will call Don and Mike and tell you where they're going to be that day and how you can spot them if you're the first person to find them and give them the phrase that pays. Fun all morning, music all day, 105 WAVA. You'll win up to $5,000 cash. The Mystery Man, from your station that's number one for summer fun. 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is Larry King with my good friend Don Geronimo.
Larry, would you please tell everybody what they're listening to right now?
You're listening to the best of the zoo. The best of the zoo. It's the best of things past, things future. I don't know what's going on. I'm just floored. It's funny. Listen. Hello, WAVA. Do you have a loud vibrator there?
Yes, I do.
Well, what is your name, my dear?
My name is Brenda Ferran.
Hi, Brenda. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yes.
I'm from the area.
Well, what town in the area?
I live in Vienna, Virginia.
And what do you do, my dear?
I sell vibrators for a living.
You sell them for a living?
Yes, and men's vibrators, too.
You must have a whole house full.
I do.
Well, there's a very good chance you could be our winner. Let's hear the loudest vibrator you've got,
this
please.
This is my sick vibrator. I hate plastic ones, but listen.
Good God.
Sounds like, this one's sick.
Sounds like some kind of industrial weapon.
No, it's a vibrating egg.
Yeah. All right. Hold on a second, my dear.
All right.
Are you married?
Yes.
Happily?
Yes.
Well, I bet you are.
One year and 19 more days.
With all those toys, I bet you are. Hold on a second.
Boys.
Good morning, Power 105.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Sherry from Sterling.
Or as I like seeing him up at the beach, Doc Johnson's marital aides. Who is Doc Johnson?
He's this gray-haired guy. He's just sitting in a big mansion.
Hello, what is your name, my dear?
Hi, I'm Sherry from Sterling.
Hi, Sherry. You think you have a loud vibrator?
I think I've got the loudest vibrator in Northern Virginia.
Okay, let's hear it then.
Okay.
Whoa! Be careful!
Oh, man.
How'd you like that?
How'd you like that?
I love it.
All right, hold on a second, please. Good morning, WAVA.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Karen from College Park.
From College Park. University of Maryland student?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, even college kids love vibrators. Let's hear yours, my dear. Sounds like the Popeil Pocket Fisherman.
Nothing compared to that last woman's.
Hold on a second, please. Good morning, WAVA.
Hi.
Hi, what is your name?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, where are you from?
Leesburg.
What do you do, my dear?
I work for the government.
GSer?
Excuse me?
Are you a GSer?
Yes.
A GS what?
Well, three.
Oh, man, that's $600,000 a year.
What?
Never mind. Do you have your vibrator there?
Yes, right here.
Could we hear it, please? I can hardly even hear it. Can you put it up by the phone? Okay. It's like a garbage disposal. That is your vibrator?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Mike doesn't think that's really a vibrator. What is it?
a new style vibrator.
What kind of new style is it? A can opener?
Mm-hmm.
It's a can opener. We're trying to duplicate the sound of a vibrator.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Better watch it. You're going to cut yourself with that. Let's go back to line number two for our big wiener. Hello?
All right. Hi.
You are the wiener.
Oh, hi.
Can we hear it again?
Oh, yes, sir. Here it goes. And if you don't believe me, I'll bring it down to the station.
Where are you calling from right now?
Okay, I'm from Sterling.
Could you make it here by 10 o'clock?
Oh, shoot.
She took a chopper.
Oh, God. Oh, I have to go to work at 10. God.
Are you married, gal?
Bring it in.
Are you a married gal?
No, I'm not.
Get out the chart.
All right.
How tall are you?
Okay, I'm 5 feet.
5 feet? You don't mind if we chart you, do you?
No.
How much do you weigh?
I'm 105.
Petite.
Oh, yes. And I want to meet Don and Mike, huh? Mm-hmm. I have a comedy act that I do imitations of Barbra Streisand, Bette Midler. I go around to different parties.
Could we hear the Barbra Streisand?
Oh, sure. It's Barbra Streisand. Don't be a schmuck.
How about the Bette Midler?
I look like her. Well, Bette, you have to see me. I move around and jump up and down.
I see. Can we hear the vibrator again, please?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Here it goes.
That's like the garden weasel.
It feels like it, too.
I don't want to know about that. Hold on a second, please. Thank you for listening to the Morning Zoo.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
See, this show is entertaining and educational.
You're listening to the best of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. WAVA's Morning Zoo.
On WAVA, Dick Marks. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
For the WAVA Ton-O-Thon. As you know, our goal this morning was 105,000 pounds of people listening to the WAVA Morning Zoo in the current total. 149,703.5 pounds of people listening to WAVA this morning. Think of all the liposuction there. Just think about that for a second.
Fun all morning. Music all day. 105. WAVA.
All right, thank you, Billy Big Voice, and good morning, my friends. I'm Donald D. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick of it.
My friend, we're ready for America's favorite comedy feature. We call this wacky little bit...
Crooks are stupid!
Police arrested 35-year-old Phil Kinser of Norman, Oklahoma for shoplifting recently in his local grocery store. Store security officers noticed the man with a large trench coat browsing through the store. After spending a good 10 minutes in the meat department, the man started to leisurely leave the store without buying anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he was stopped and found to have on his person 16 pounds of ground beef, three slabs of ribs, 10 packages of prime chicken parts, five pork chops, and four large T-bone steaks. When asked why he was stealing all this meat, the man replied to police, quote, "What do you think? I was planning on having a barbecue for my friends." Well, of course.
Duh.
Las Vegas authorities arrested 56-year-old Greta Williams after she attempted a holdup at the National Savings and Loan there recently. It seems the woman had never attempted a robbery before, so she went down to her local police station before the robbery to ask the desk sergeant exactly how some of the bank robbers that get away with the loot do it. The officer told the woman most everyone was caught and robbery was a waste of time. But she said she was only asking out of interest, and not that she'd ever attempt a robbery on her own. Greta thanked the officer and walked away, and just on a whim, the sergeant had an officer follow the woman, and sure enough, she walked 5 blocks down the street into the bank. She waited in line, pulled out a gun on her teller. When she saw the police officer walking into the bank, she passed out. Finally, an Oklahoma City man, 76-year-old David Frenders, has been arrested on charges that he tried to rob a liquor store, kind of. The man entered Larry's Liquors last Wednesday and announced to the clerk and the people in the store that he was the ghost of the late Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, boy.
He badly needed a drink.
Mm-hmm.
They all laughed at him until he pulled out a gun that got their attention, and then he pulled out a bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey and started drinking it very rapidly. Now, while all this was going on, somebody called the cops who arrived to arrest the man who surrendered peacefully. Police found his driver's license on him and called his wife to come down and bail him out of jail. They told her, hey, this guy says he's Abraham Lincoln. And his wife, 77-year-old Lisa Frenders, said, quote, "He's done this before." She said for 4 years, from 1974 to 1978, he claimed he was
Teddy Roosevelt.
I think it makes him happy, she said as she took him away from the police station. Very nice.
I like those.
The story you have just seen is true. The names were changed to protect the innocent.
Now we're faced with, as Larry King would say, a unique dilemma.
A unique dilemma.
We can either call Alan Goodman to chat with him about our time in Atlantic City that we spent with him and to thank him very much for taking us up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can play All About Nipples.
Oh, God. What? Now, that is one of the toughest choices.
Flip a coin.
Oh, we've got to go with All About Nipples.
All right. Males and females, continuing the Donna Mike salute to your body parts. All About Nipples.
Yes, it's nipple time.
And please remember, this is a family show for the Manson family. 432 WAVA, Mr. Nipplehead time. And we'll be right back. I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
And right now, I'm at home taking a bath with Calgon bath oil beads. What are you doing right now, Mike?
I'm taking a tick off of my dog.
You see, we're not really here. These are tapes. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hey, I think I've got a tick on the back of my neck.
I'll get it.
Now we're
going
to get to a really quick edition of All About Nipples.
All right.
At 432. WAVA. You really enjoy this, don't you, David Haynes? David has unbuttoned his shirt, taken his headphones off.
Yeah, this is one of the best parts. This is one of the more exciting, arousing parts of the show.
As a matter of fact, David Haynes will be our celebrity judge this morning.
Oh, good, good, all right. Good.
All right, hello. Good morning, sir. Yes, All About Nipples. Go ahead.
I was studying late one night, and we had an emergency that took me out, and I'd forgotten that I left my pencil on my bed. So when I got back, I didn't turn on the lights or anything, and I just plopped into bed.
Yeah.
And as I came in on my elbows, it propped my freshly sharpened pencil, and I impaled my nipple, and it broke off about an inch and a half of lead in my nipple.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. Good morning, WAVA.
Hello.
Hello, All About Nipples.
Yeah, my boyfriend's brother was in a lake, and a fish jumped up and grabbed a hold of his nipple and left the red mark after he started screaming and knocking it off.
So the guy jumped out of the water and there was a nipple, there was a fish biting on his nipple?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. Good morning, WAVA.
My brother, he goes to college and he came back down for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a pool or something and he has a little pit 4 inches high from his stomach to the right.
He has a what?
A pit, a little tiny pit.
A pit, like the pit in the pendulum?
Yeah. A little tiny, and it's dark, like his nipple. And I asked him what it was, and he said, it's another one growing. You have to doctor.
So your brother has three nipples?
Right. That's...
All right, hold on, please, my friend. Hello, Freaks of Nature 105. WAVA, Sideshow 105. Good morning.
Hi there, I have a nipple story.
All right, everybody's got one.
Or two, or in some cases, three.
Step right up and see the people with the goofy nipples.
All right, go ahead.
My mom was in Florida about 2 years ago. And she got a bee sting right on her nipple through her t-shirt and through her bra. And it was right exactly on the nipple. Anyway, so then afterwards, her nipple swelled up real bad. I mean, it's big enough already, but then it swelled up even more. And all the skin flakes off, and it was really gross.
So she walk around the house showing it to the family. Hey, Billy, how's breakfast? Take a look at this.
Hey, look what this bee did to me.
One more. WAVA, good morning.
Hi. This is just hysterical. I had a bottle of champagne, my husband and I.
Yeah.
And I had one of those plastic lids. It was kind of cheap champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to push down, and I didn't have enough power to push it, so I leaned it against my body, and I didn't have any clothes on. And when I pushed it down, my nipple got stuck inside the cork, and it was hanging off my body. And I was screaming at the top of my lungs because there was a bottle of champagne stuck to me.
You mean that nipple was stuck in the bottle of champagne?
Just a piece of it, you know? Just a little, a pinch of skin.
All right, hold on, please. David, hold on. Get ready with your decision. Mike, tell me about all of our nipple contestants.
Oh, yeah, I just had that last woman on line number one that got the nipple caught in the plastic top of a champagne bottle. On line number two, it was the man who impaled his nipple on a pencil. On line number three, it was the woman who had the boyfriend's brother that had his nipple bitten by a fish. On line number five, it was the man who has a brother with three nipples. And on line number six, the woman who had a mother that got her nipple stung by a bee and it swelled up and then flaked off.
I've had a few people say that to me before. Flake off. David Haynes, who do you like?
Can we have one for the men, one for the women?
Sure, you can have two winners if you like.
The male winner is the one whose nipple got bitten by a fish.
And that was line number?
Three?
That was a woman. That was a woman whose mother got her nipple... No, I'm sorry. You're right. That's right.
Three. Mike, you're getting your nipples all mixed up here.
Actually, it was a woman whose boyfriend's brother had his nipple bitten by a fish on line number three.
Okay, and?
Number six. The one with the champagne cork here.
Okay, that would be the woman with...
Hello?
The...
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Let me see. Do we have... Let me get my nipple story straight. Do we have the guy who had his... The fish bit his nipple and the gal who got her nipple stuck in the champagne bottle?
I'm the one stuck in the champagne bottle.
I'm the one with the fish.
All right, well, there you go. Here's our big wieners. Congratulations. Each of you has won a Click Tough 35 all-weather 35-millimeter camera.
Great.
Maybe you can take some provocative pictures of your malformed nipples. Thank you for listening. What's the radio station that loves your nipples and plays 11 in a row every hour?
Power 105 WAVA.
I hope Mr. Nipplehead liked that feature.
You're listening to the best of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. WAVA's Morning Zoo.
WAVA, I'm Donald D. Geronimo.
And good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
743-432-WAVA, that's the number. And now let's start our engines. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Patty.
Oh, you sound like a woman with a vibrator.
How are you, Patty?
Fine.
Where are you from, Patty?
I am from, I live in Falls Church, Virginia, but I'm at work now, Bethesda, Maryland.
And you bring your vibrator with you to work?
No, it's kind of a joke. It's the office of...
The office vibrator?
You have an office vibrator?
Like... Hey, that's what we call Sharon, our receptionist downstairs, the office vibrator.
Okay.
Where do you keep the office vibrator?
In one of the desks.
In one of the desks. And what, is it just like a community, a CV, community vibrator? Anybody who needs it just picks it up?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Where do you work?
Well, I work for the Department of the Navy.
The Navy. Your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, let's hear the Navy's vibrator.
Okay.
Anchors away, my boy. Anchors away.
Put it right up to the phone. It sounds like a big mother.
Okay.
Hello, Olive.
Okay.
Hold on. We do have one to compare it to. We do have another caller. Stand by, please. Good morning, WAVA.
Hi, I called to let you hear my vibrator.
Your vibrator. What about your vibrator? Where do you keep your vibrator?
I keep it in my nightstand.
Your nightstand, and what would your name be?
My name's Anne.
And, Ann, where are you calling from?
Falls Church.
Falls Church. Okay, Ann, if you can beat the Navy's vibrator, you'll be our big winner. Can we hear your vibrator, please?
It's like the Army-Navy game here.
You want to hear it right now?
Right now.
All right, hold on.
Sounds like you got to shorten that thing.
Like it?
Well, the question is, do you like it?
Can you sustain that buzzing sound at all, so to speak? Sound like it was cutting out.
No,
probably from overuse.
See, it's got a control button.
Got a control button.
What are the controls?
High, low, and way to go.
High, low, and way to go.
I think, we have another one. We have another vibrator standing by. Hold on a second.
Coming out of the woodwork now.
Big field of vibrators. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Karen Branch.
Hi, Karen, where are you from?
I'm from D.C.
And you calling about your vibrator?
I certainly am.
All right.
Where do you keep your vibrator?
Right next to my bed.
Right next to your bed. Mm-hmm. Okay, what kind of controls do you have on yours?
On and off.
On and off. No high speed, low speed, heat,
no.
Anything like that?
No, I took care of that.
like on a Cuisinart?
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's hear your vibrator.
Okay, here it goes. It doesn't have any batteries. I always use them up.
All right, you're the winner. Congratulations, you're the
winner. What did I win today?
You've won a $50 gift certificate for Laurel Center Mall.
Good Lord, better than chicken.
Yeah. Better than chicken,
well,
you're right.
Well, just a minute. Chicken's an okay
fry. Mike, I love chicken.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hold on a second,
right,
please,
thanks.
My dear. And let me get the other two gals. Are you other two gals here?
Yeah.
Well, each of you other gals has won chicken.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
you sound thrilled.
Yes.
Can we get all the vibrators going at once, please?
Okay. Right now?
Right now, ladies.
Right.
On the count of three.
Go ahead.
One, two, three.
what a sound.
Thank you, gals. Who gives you hot hits all summer long?
WAVA.
I just can't get over that one with the Department of the Navy. Hey, Marge, do you have the vibrator?
We'll be right back.
The Waven Mystery Man and Woman have landed in Washington with sacks and sacks of cash. And this summer, they have just one mission. To give it all to you. Each morning at 7:20, the Waven Mystery Man or Woman will call Don and Mike and tell you where they're going to be that day. And how you can spot them if you're the first person to find them. And give them the praise that pays. Fun all morning, music all day, 105 WAVA. You'll win up to $5,000 cash. The Mystery Man from your station that's number one for summer fun. 105 WAVA.
All right, thank you, Billy Big Boy. 7:50, the WAVA Mystery Woman will be in Rockville tonight at the Rockville Metro Station between 6 and 7. And she will be carrying a purse. All right. Be the first to spot her. Walk right up to her. Look her in the eye and give her that phrase that pays. Fun all morning, music all day, 105 WAVA. And you could walk off with $250 in cold hard cash.
She's just...
I guess not. And a Michigan man has been sued by a neighbor because his dog... Here's a dog story for you.
All right.
This guy's dog got the neighbor's dog pregnant. The allegedly wronged neighbor applied to the county for funds reserved for farmers who lose cattle to dogs. The county turned him down, so the guy's suing him.
All right.
He says, when a dog's in heat, male dogs get out of their deathbeds to find women.
Yeah, they go out of their minds.
The couple identified as Missy and Rastus.
Rastus, sit down, Rastus. Get down. Stop that.
Hold on, I got one more for you. A young housewife is so shocked by her husband's supercharged lovemaking that she has started turning him down.
Uh-oh.
He makes sparks fly, but they're the wrong kind. Lucina Durbin, age 22 of New York, says... My husband's sparks are for real. Making love isn't supposed to make me feel like I'm sitting in the electric chair. Doctors have told Lucinda that her husband, Richard, age 24, is giving off powerful bursts of energy, static electricity, when they make love.
Maybe he has genuine leather soles on his shoes when he's doing that.
He admits, the guy admits the complaint is one that he's heard before. It's been happening ever since I started dating, he says. I'd be getting along fine with a girl until we made love, then she wouldn't want to see me anymore. The thing is, I don't feel the shock. Only my partner gets it.
Oh, my God. Nasty.
Okay, my friend. And now the story about the puppy's tummy.
This is the one I've been waiting for.
This comes from Bloomington, Illinois.
Yeah.
Puppies will be puppies, and puppies like to swallow things. But $3.42, you say?
Mm-hmm.
And small change, you say?
Yeah.
Baby... A 14-pound bull terrier had to have 10 ounces of junk surgically removed from her stomach recently.
Oh, no.
She swallowed 7 quarters, 7 dimes, 7 nickels, and 62 pennies. She also consumed 4 washers, a nail more than an inch long, a house key on a key ring, a game token from a pizza parlor, a small piece of electrical wire, and some pellets from a shotgun shell.
Oh, no.
Kelly Brown noticed baby... was acting a little sluggish and took her to the vet, who told her an x-ray of the dog's stomach showed a huge blob. Dr. Curry, the guy who performed the surgery, said during the operation he and his staff just kept hunting and just kept finding things. Let's call Dr. Philip Curry in Bloomington, Illinois.
Can't understand why the puppy would be acting sluggish. It's not for a lack of iron, certainly if the dog is attracted to metal going around. Maybe if I fed my dog a little metal, it would slow him down a little bit.
Get your dog a full metal jacket, perhaps. Keep him warm in the wintertime.
I've been tempted to give my dog a full metal jacket. Calling the dog now.
No, calling the doctor.
Oh, the doctor.
Oh, hi, good morning. Is Dr. Curry there? Huh. Well, not really. Well, it's a DJ emergency. My name is Don, and this is my friend Mike from... Washington, D.C. radio station, WAVA.
Hi.
Could we chat with you on our little radio show for a second? Come on, Nurse Ratched, please.
It'll be fun.
No, it's not a joke. Can't you tell we're grown men? See, we're DJs. We have all this garbage. No, it's not a joke, please. Now she's asking her friend there. Now she's asking her friend, does this sound like a joke?
Did you mention it was about the puppy? We're calling about the
puppy.
Yeah,
we're calling up about a puppy that swallowed $3.42 in small change. Yeah, well, can we talk to you about that? Well, why don't you talk to us, please?
We love puppy stories. Come on.
Well, we don't care. We don't care. We just want to talk to you, really.
You sound like a fascinating woman. Please.
You sound fascinating. Please.
Please, please, please. Hello? Did she say yes?
No.
She hung up?
No, she said, will you please call back later?
Oh, come on.
Please.
Okay, there she is. Here she is. What is your name? Hello?
Yes, well, this is Dr. Curry's message center.
Doctor, this is what I've been dealing with for the past 2 minutes.
Do you know the doctor?
Not real personally. I would prefer if you call back during office hours and talk to the doctor.
So you've never seen the puppy that ate the change?
No, I didn't. I saw the picture in the paper and read about it.
$3.42 we hear, huh?
Quite a bit of junk.
Quite a bit of junk. Do you know who got the money?
The people that own the dog.
The people that own the dog got the money back?
Oh, we were wondering.
Probably the ones you should be talking to, but I don't even know their name.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? I seem to know you so well now. I've chatted with you for 3 minutes. What is your first name?
I don't have a name.
What, are you nervous about going on the radio? Is that what it is?
No, but I'm going to have to leave. I have another call coming in. Thank you.
M is for the many things she means to me. E is for everything she does. N is for the niceness that she gives to me.
Yeah.
O is for the openness of her smile. M-E-N-O.
P-A-U-F-C.
P is for the plenty of things she's done to me. A is for the apple pie she makes. P-A-U-S-E.
U is for the undying loyalty.
S is for her sticky buns, they're good. And E
means even you will be the one for me.
Menopause!
I like that.
David Haynes News Time!